The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Habaim. Today we're going to be learning Siman Mem Gimel. The Kitzur calls Hilchas Brachos Ludvarm Hashaochlim Vishosim B'toch Asuda. The brachos for foods that are eaten during a meal, for both food and drink that one eats during a meal. Let's see Halacha Aleph. Kol Ma Shaochlim B'toch Asuda. Anything which is eaten during a meal, Midvarm Shiragilim La'ochlim B'toch Asuda, from items that are normally eaten during a meal, L'sba'ah, that satisfies a person. Items used for the sake of satisfying a person during a meal. Kigon basar, for example, meat, dogim is fish. Mine lifton, you have types of spreads that a person puts on bread. Daisa is cooked wheat. Umine levivos, you have different types of pancakes, different types of food that are normally eaten as a main course during the meal. Afilu dvarm sha'ochlim b'lo lechem, even if these things are eaten without bread, that he eats them on their own. Kulam enum tshichin bracha, all these foods do not need a bracha, lo lefnehem v'lo la'acharehem. It doesn't need a bracha before it, or bracha acharona after it. Shekevin sha'ochlin osun l'sba'a, because we eat them for satisfying, for satisfaction, that it's eaten for filling one up during a meal. Again, all these examples like meat, fish, and all of the foods eaten for filling one up during a meal. Harehen b'chlal hasuda, that's considered to be a part of the meal. V'kol hasuda nigveres achar halechem, the entire meal follows the bread, is considered to be, in a certain sense, a tofel, it's subordinate to the bread. Shu ikra chayi adam, because the main sustenance of a person is with bread. And all these other foods which are there for satisfying the person, they're there to fill him up, they're all considered to be tofel, they're subservient to the bread. V'lachin kula niftarin b'birkas hamotzi, therefore they're all exempted by the bracha of hamotzi on the bread, of birkas hamazon, and the bracha achrona of birkas hamazon made on the bread. So this is the rule in Hilchos Brachos that any food eaten during a meal, as long as it's made to fill one up during the main part of the meal, one would never make a bracha before or after such food. It would be included in the hamotzi before and the birkas hamazon after it. The Kitzur continues, V'afilo im nishlachu lo mibatim acherim, even if he got a present from someone else's house of food during a meal, Ein sarach levarech aleihem, he does not need to make a bracha on it, meaning the Kitzur is coming to address that maybe one can argue that the hamotzi was only meant to include the foods that he had intention on, the foods that are from his own house. But let's say he got from someone else's house, maybe that should require its own bracha. It should not be considered a tofel, should not be considered subservient to his own hamotzi on the bread that he ate, because any other food, maybe he didn't have an intention to exempt with the bracha that he made on his own meal. So the Kitzur says that's not the case. Even if he got a present from someone else's house, he does not need to make a bracha on that. Why? Because we can assume, in a normal case, a person has intention on anything brought to him, that even if this food came from someone else's house, we can assume the person's intention when he made the bracha at the beginning of the meal, that it would cover any food that was brought to him during the meal. Let's see halacha beis. V'chein ein tzarich levarich al kol midei mashkin. The same way he doesn't have to make a bracha on these foods we talked about in halacha aleph. Also, a person does not need to make a bracha on drinks that he drinks during a meal. Again, v'chein ein tzarich levarich al kol midei mashkin. Also, a person does not need to make a bracha on different types of drinks. Shamashkin gamkin b'chalal hasudahin. Because the drinks a person is consuming during a meal is included in the meal. Because it's not normal to eat without drinking, because a person normally drinks when he's eating. So therefore, those drinks are considered to be part of the meal. Chutz min hayayin, me'al hayayin, with the exception of wine. Wine is the one drink, the one beverage a person would make a bracha on during a meal. Lefisha hayayin hu davar chashuv, because yayin, wine, is considered to be significant. Because it adds in the parentheses, shebekama makomos mechayavin levarich alav. There are many instances that we make the bracha on wine. Even though he doesn't need to drink, but there's importance to making a bracha on wine. Kigon kiddush v'havdala, when he's making kiddush as Shabbos starts, or havdala when Shabbos ends, we specifically take a cup of wine to show the importance of the occasion. So therefore, wine has a certain importance to it, and therefore it has its own bracha during the meal. As the kitzur speaks out, tzrich nevarach alav gam b'tol chasuda. It is necessary to make a bracha of hagafen and wine even in the middle of the meal. So therefore, in other beverages, one would not make a bracha during the meal, but on wine, one would make a bracha during the meal. The kitzur continues, v'embirech al hayayin kodim netilas yadayim. If one made a bracha on wine before netilas yadayim, and he had intention to drink during the meal, or it's something which he's accustomed to do, that he's going to drink wine during a meal, he does not need to make a second bracha if he drank before the meal. He does not need to make a second bracha on the wine during the meal. Ki niftar bibracha shibriach olav lefnei asuda, because it's exempted by the bracha that he made on it before the meal, since he made hagafen before the meal, with the intention of exempting the wine during the meal, that hagafen would include the wine during the meal. He puts in the parentheses, ayin le'el simin lamatesef beis. He refers to that source that he discussed this before in Lamatesef beis. He talked about there a question. If one had wine, there's a question about the wine which one drinks before a meal. Is it included in the Birkas Hamazon that he makes after his meal? So therefore, he suggested over there, if a person was drinking wine before a meal, he should make a bracha of hagafen after the meal, and he should make another al hagafen to make another bracha achrona on that wine after the meal. So there's a question about the wine before the meal, about what bracha achrona he makes on that, and suggests to have wine after the meal. Kitzur continues, V'ayin tzaref b'mdinosenu. In our countries, if one would drink whiskey, de'ein derech lishtosu tamid b'toch asuda. It's not normal to drink whiskey during a meal. Whiskey is not considered like a normal beverage one consumes during a meal. Havi sofik imhu b'chlal hasuda olo. There's a doubt in halacha if one would make a bracha on it, is it included in the meal or not? Again, have a suffik imhu b'chalal hasuda. There's a doubt if it is included in the meal alone, or is it not included in the meal? That even though whiskey is not normally consumed during the meal, there's an argument that some authorities make that because it increases one's appetite, that would automatically make it as part of the meal. So therefore, whiskey during the meal is ambiguous in halacha, what one should do about making a bracha on it. Therefore, if one had intention of drinking whiskey during a meal, he should drink a little bit of whiskey before the netilas yadayim. He should drink less than the volume of a kezayis, let's say approximately an ounce, so he should drink less than an ounce, or maybe some would say a little bit under an ounce. He should drink less than, let's say, 9/10 of an ounce, according to some authorities. So he should drink less than the size of a kezayis during, and that which he's drinking before the meal. Vivarech olav, he should make the bracha of shehakol on the whiskey he's drinking before the meal. V'yichavin liftor gam ma sheyishte b'toch hasuda. He should have intention that whiskey should exempt what he drinks during the meal. If in this case, where he's drinking whiskey during a meal, if he drinks a little bit before the meal, so he definitely needs to make a brach on the whiskey he drinks before the meal, and that would exempt the whiskey he drinks during the meal, which, is, again, it's not clear in halacha, does he make a brach on whiskey during a meal? And the reason why he says to drink less than the kazayis is that he wants to get out of the question of making a bracha acharona, or making a bracha after that whiskey he drinks before the meal. Therefore, he drinks less than the amount that he would make a bracha acharona on, and that would exempt the whiskey during the meal. The kitzik continues, v'im lo also kain, if he didn't drink whiskey before the meal, yivarech mitzchila al kitzas sukkar, he should make a bracha on some sugar, make shahakal on some sugar. He should exempt the whiskey if he didn't do this eitzah, the suggestion of the kitzur to drink whiskey before the meal. He should find a food that he can make shahakol on during the meal. He gives the example of sugar. He should make a bracha shahakol on sugar. That should exempt the whiskey he drinks during the meal. Sugar is not considered to be part of the meal. It's just a sweet food that one eats as like a dessert. So the sugar requires a shahakol during the meal. So you should make a bracha of shahakol on sugar. That would exempt the whiskey he drinks during the meal. V'yishnoag in litvol ma'at pas besocho. There are those who have the custom to drink some, to dip some bread in their whiskey. They're trying to get out of the question of drinking, that if one drinks whiskey during a meal, doesn't need a bracha. So some have the argument if he would dip his bread in whiskey, maybe that will make it that now the whiskey is like a part of the meal. So therefore some dip the bread in the whiskey to get out of this question, and they're arguing that would get out of the question of making a brach on the whiskey drunk during the meal. So again, v'geishnok and litvol ma'at pas besocho, there are those who dip their bread in the whiskey. Avagish mefakpikin al zeh, but there are those who question why that would help. The Mishnah Berurah elaborates a little bit more, Mishnah Berurah argues that should only help for that piece itself. Only the piece of bread that has whiskey inside should be exempted from making a bracha on. But any whiskey which doesn't have, he's not drinking with bread, he's not dipping his bread in it, any whiskey which is drunk on its own, should still be this question in halacha if he needs to make shahakol. Therefore, the kitzur advises either to drink a little bit of whiskey before the amount that does not require a bracha acharona, or to make a bracha on sugar or something that requires a shahakol during the meal. Let's see halacha gimel. Imrotza le'echol betoch hasuda peros below pass. One who wants to eat during a meal fruit without bread. He's not eating the fruit as a spread on his bread. He's just eating fruit during the meal. And he's not eating it on top of his bread. Kevin she'ena peros me'ikra asuda, because fruit is not considered to be the main part of the meal. Lachen afilu imhayu munochen ala shulchan konim birkas hamotzi. Therefore, even if the fruit was on the table before the hamotzi, and one could argue he had intention with the hamotzi to exempt the fruit, mikol makom enon niftarin bebirkas hamotzi. Still, it's not exempted with the bracha of hamotzi, because fruit is not considered to be a part of the meal. It's just like a dessert type of a food. So the fruit is not exempted with the bracha of hamotzi. Petzorach levarach aleihem bracha rishona. He needs to make the bracha rishona, normally would be ha'etz, on that fruit, because it's not considered to be part of the meal. Av bracha achrona einin tzrichin. However, the bracha afterward, the bar nefashos, after the fruit, or in the normal case, the fruit would require bar nefashos, whatever the appropriate bracha achrona would be. Again, av bracha achrona einin tzrichin. It does not require the bracha achrona on the fruit. Because it's exempted in the benching, even though fruit is not considered to be something which is a part of the meal in the sense that the hamotzi could exempt it, but because it is eaten during the meal, so therefore the birkas hamazon could exempt the fruit. V'meino rotzeh lechol haperos rak im pas. If he only wants to eat the fruit with bread, he wants to eat it as a spread on his bread. Ein tzorach levarach aleihem. He does not need to make a bracha on the fruit if he's eating it on the bread. Kim tfelim lahapas, because then it's a tofel to the bread. It's considered to be subordinate to the bread. And the bracha hamotzi on the bread would exempt the fruit. The Kitza continues, Vimrotel lecho kitzasan impas kitzasan below pass. If he wants to eat, at times he'll eat the fruit on his bread, and at times he'll eat the fruit not on his bread, he'll eat the fruit on its own. Sometimes he's eating fruit on its own, sometimes he's eating the fruit as a spread on his bread. In such a case, he should be careful to eat fruit at the beginning of his meal without any bread. He should make the bracha on the fruit. He should start off eating fruit without bread and make a ha'etz on that fruit. And afterwards, he could eat the fruit with bread. If he starts off his meal eating the fruit without bread, then he can make ha'etz on that fruit. Then it doesn't make a difference afterwards if he's eating the fruit with the bread or not. The Kitza explains, Avalam yochal techila impas. However, if he starts off his meal eating fruit with bread, v'achar kach yochal below pas, and afterwards he eats the fruit without bread, if he starts off eating fruit as a spread over his bread, and afterwards he'll eat fruit on its own, ikaspeka bibracha. There's an ambiguous point in halacha about the bracha of such a thing. Do you say that because he started off his meal eating fruit on his bread is considered to be that now the fruit is part of the meal? Or do you say no, that even though he started eating fruit on his bread, whatever he eats on its own, whatever fruit he eats which is not on the bread is considered to still be not part of the meal? So therefore the Kitzur advises, if one is eating, is planning on eating fruit both with and without his bread, he should start off eating fruit without his bread. If he starts off that way, then you can make the bracha ha'etz, and it wouldn't make a difference if the fruit he eats later is eaten on or not on his bread. The Kitza continues, V'yesh regilin le'echol bein ma'achol le'machol. There are those who have the custom to eat between each course during his meal. Eze davar, some sort of item, shemamshich ta'avas ha'achila, that's something that will increase his appetite for eating. Kegon zayis meluach, let's say he eats a salty olive. Limonim meluchim, he eats a salty lemon. Tznon, he eats a radish, v'kadome, something like that, something sharp, which will increase his appetite. Zeh nikra machmas hasuda, all these foods that are eaten for the sake of increasing his appetite, those are considered to be part of the meal. They're part and parcel of the meal. Even though he's not eating it for its own taste, he's just eating it for the sake of increasing appetite. Kemish ayidei ken hu yochal yoser. Since through eating this food he's going to eat more, that's considered to be a part of the meal, any food which is taken for the sake of increasing appetite. Therefore, he does not need to make a bracha on that food. Shapas potro, because the bread would exempt that food. So, in this halacha, the Kitzur says that it's ambiguous whether one makes a bracha on fruit if he's going to eat the fruit with bread and without bread. It's not clear, does it make a bracha on that fruit during the meal? Therefore, he should start out eating the fruit without bread, then he can make the bracha ha'etz on it. If he starts off eating with bread, it's not clear if he makes a bracha on the fruit afterwards. But things that are not eaten for themselves, but for the sake of increasing appetite, like these salty foods, those definitely do not require a bracha. Those are part and parcel of the meal. The kids in the next halacha will continue to talk about fruit during a meal. In Halacha Gimel, it was discussing if the fruit is not eaten as the main course of the meal, just something that is incidental to the meal. Let's say in Halacha Gimel, we were talking about a case where he's eating other foods, and the fruit is just like sort of like a side dish. Halacha Dalet, we'll be discussing what if the main course of the meal is the fruit. The main part of the meal is after the bread is the fruit. So let's see the Kitzur. Let's say he makes the main meal of his is he's eating fruits. He's going to eat fruit with bread that he's making it, he's eating bread and he's eating fruit, and the main staple of this meal is he's using the fruit as the main course of the meal. Kevin Shem Ikarasuda, because the fruit is being used as the main part of the meal, Niftaran Bibirkas Hamotzi, it's exempted by the bracha of Hamotzi. Afilu Lohayu Az Al Hashulchan, even if the fruit was not on the table, as long as the fruit is being used as the main course of the meal, it's exempted by the bracha of Hamotzi. Rak tzarach shetchilas achilas haperos yihya impas. However, he needs to start off that the beginning of eating of the fruit should be with bread. He should start off his meal that he put the fruit on his bread is like a spread over his bread to show that the fruit is accompanying the bread. V'acharkach gam mashiyocha b'lo pas enot tzarach levarach aleim. And afterwards, even if the fruit he eats without bread does not require a bracha. So in this case, in Halacha Dalet, where he's making the fruit the main staple of his meal, it's more a part of the meal that the Hamotzi should exempt it. But even if he's making it the main staple of his meal, he should start off the meal that he's having the fruit spread over his bread. If he starts off having the fruit spread over his bread and he's making the fruit the main staple of the meal, then the Kitzer says that the Hamotzi would exempt that fruit. Let's see Halacha Hey. Peres hamavushal in letzarchei asuda. Let's say you have fruit which is cooked for the sake of a suda. K'mosh v'gin levashel tzushbais. Like a fruit that they cook as a side dish that was served during the meal. Beinim basar, bein below basar. Whether it's served with meat or without meat. But this cooked fruit is served as a side dish during the meal. Yesh le'echa mehem betchila u'besof kitzas impas. One should eat at the beginning and the end of the meal some of this fruit with bread. U'be'emso yochol le'echa mehem gam below pas. And then in the middle of the meal, he could eat some of this fruit even without bread. Ve'inan tzrichin bracha. Then it would not require a bracha. So this halacha, the Kitzer is saying, if one would eat bread before and after fruit, and the fruit is cooked, so cooked fruit is more a part of the meal. It's more looked at as a side dish during the meal. So in this case, that he eats the fruit on his bread at the beginning of the meal and the end of the meal, and even though in the middle of the meal he's eating fruit on its own without bread, because the fruit was cooked and he ate the beginning and the end of the meal with bread, that's considered to be that the fruit is part of the meal. He would not require it to make its own bracha. It will be exempted by the bracha of Hamotzi. Let's see Halacha Vav. Masa Ofe, a baked item, kagon tort, is like a pastry a person has usually after the meal. Ugas sukkar, you have a cake baked with sugar. Ugas shkedim, you have a cake that has almonds, like a mandel cake. Vikadome, anything like that. Any cake that a person has after a meal. Im olchol mehen machmas ra'avon k'dei l'spa'a mehen. If he's eating it because he's hungry, then he wants to satisfy himself. He still has an appetite to eat, and he wants to eat his cake to satisfy his appetite. Ein tzarach levarach alein. He does not need to make a bracha because that's considered to be part of the meal when he's still hungry and he's having this cake. Aval m'ochol mehen rak l'tanug. However, if he's eating the cake only for the sake of pleasure, that he wants to have dessert or something which he's only eating this cake for the sake of the pleasure of eating cake, even though he's not really that hungry. Yeshovik b'bracha. There's a ambiguous point in halacha about the bracha on cake if he's eating it at the point of the meal that he's not really hungry anymore. Va'alkein roi lo adam lechavin b'shas birkas hamotzi. Therefore, a person should have intention at the time of the bracha of hamotzi. liftar kol ma sheyochal miminim elu, to exempt anything he's eating from this type of food, that a person should have in his mind when he makes the bracha of hamotzi, that he's exempting any cake he eats during the meal. The Kitzur mentions it in Simen Nun Vav, beginning of Simen Nun Vav, Halacha Aleph, that hamotzi could exempt something that which that the bracha on it is mizonos. Therefore, by having in mind with hamotzi to exempt this cake, he would exempt it. So again, if the cake is eaten for the sake of satisfying one, there's no question it would not require a bracha. If it's eaten only for the sake of having it as a for the pleasure of eating cake, because he wants to have a dessert type of an item, so then the Kitzur advises one to have intention with the bracha of hamotzi to exempt that type of a cake. Let's see halacha zayin. Im la'achar gemar asuda, if after the end of the meal, kodem birkas hamazon, before the person does birkas hamazon, before he benches on the meal, shose kafe, he drinks a cup of coffee, kidei la'akel hamazon sho'achal, in order to help him digest his food. He's drinking this coffee not for the sake of having a beverage to wash down his food, but he's doing it because it helps his digestion. That most beverages a person drinks just sort of wash down the food. But yeah, certain beverages, he gives an example of coffee that help a person digesting a meal. So the Kitzur says, Tzarech levarech alav bracha rishona. He would be required to make a bracha rishona on that coffee. Kimashu bala akel, because something which is being used for the sake of digestion, he doesn't want to drink inherently to wash down his food just for the sake of digestion. That's not considered to be a part of the meal because it's just done for the sake of digestion. The Kitzur continues. But nevertheless, tov levarach al ma'at sukkar, the best thing would be to make a bracha on some sugar, birka shahakol, bracha shahakol, liftar gamis ha-kofet, in order to exempt the coffee, because maybe still the coffee is being, he's drinking the coffee during the meal, maybe it's still part of the meal. Therefore, it would be better to make shahakol on something else to exempt the coffee. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses this issue of drinking coffee during the meal. And he also gives a suggestion of having sugar to exempt the coffee. It seems that the way the Mishnah Berurah words his opinion, that he leans more towards the possibility in halacha one would not need to make a bracha on this coffee during the meal. So again, it's questionable about drinking coffee during the meal. The Kitzur is saying it does require a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah seems to lean more towards the possibility that it does not require a bracha. But they both agree the best thing would be to have something which is the bracha of shakol in order to exempt the coffee. If you look on the website of Kitzur 365, there's a number of articles about the halachas we discussed today. There's a bracha. There's an article about the bracha on alcoholic beverages during a meal. If one drinks an alcoholic beverage, does he make a bracha during a meal? There's a article about desserts during a meal. What bracha does one make? Does one make a bracha on desserts during a meal? And also, there's a beginner's video about a bracha on a cherry pie dessert.